From Spark and Anvil and Counting Pals, this is Hop in Chapter 1 of the Counting Pals cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Hop is a cream and gray rabbit kid with strong back legs and soft long ears. She lives in the Math Garden's Hopping Meadow, a long open meadow with a soft grass path that has little dotted jump arcs drawn along it. Hop's hops are all exactly the same size, every single one. Hop, 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 hop. As she hops, the soft dotted arcs glow beneath her, each arc the same length as the last. And when she's done, she looks back at the neat row of glowing arcs and says her gentle little words. Same hop, every time. Hop learned to keep her hops the same after a wobbly, jumbly day. When she was small, she used to hop big, then little, then big. A giant leap, then a tiny bounce, then a huge one again. It was fun for playing. But when she tried to count those hops to see how far she'd gone, the answer never made sense, because every hop was a different size. So she slowed down. She practiced making each hop match the one before. Checking, careful, hop, hop, hop. And suddenly, counting made sense. Three same hops meant three same sized hops of distance. When the hops all match, Hop says, the counting comes out true. She has hopped the same every time ever since. Today, Calc Jr. brings the kid to the Hopping Meadow to visit Hop. Calc Jr. stays right there, ready to clap along. Watch Hop hop, Calc Jr. says. Then you hop. Count each hop. Same hop every time. Count how many hops you took. That's the answer. Hop hops slowly and carefully, checking each hop against the last. Same size, same size, same size. A grown-up can hop along too. The grown-up claps, the kid hops, and you count the hops together, because hopping is for play and thinking together, never racing. And Hop never says too short or too big. If a hop comes out the wrong size, she just says, "Let's hop again." Same hop, every time. There is no scolding in the Hopping Meadow. And here's the wonderful part. When Hop hops two times, then two more times, she has hopped two and two more. Four same-sized hops. That's the little seed of adding. She doesn't need to know the plus sign yet. She just knows some hops plus some more hops makes more hops. Calc Jr. is right there the whole time, and all three hop together. Same hop, every time. Same hop, every time. That's hop. And when the hops all come out matching and even, one after another, Hop feels warm and glad inside. That soft, cozy, proud feeling of hopping and counting alongside a friend and a grown-up, with everything coming out true. Same hop, every time, she says. Calm and happy. That gentle, glad feeling is the very best part of hopping. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to HOP. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.